Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Loose Lips with Georgie Porgy.
Me, Shazza.
Is Extra Lippy is all about you today.
This is a listener letter from Mona. Hi Shazza and Georgie. Hope you're both doing well. I was wondering whether you had any tips for controlling your temper. Woo-hoo. I find I have a real volatile temperament when I am stressed. Sometimes I am super happy and nothing fazes me, but then other times I have such an anger deep inside for everyone and everything, and my patience is out the window. I feel like I just want to run into the woods. I just want to run into the woods and scream. I feel so alone and that everything in my world is worthless. But when I'm calm again, I can't understand what even set me off in the first place. What do you both do to control your temper? Do you ever feel like this? And has pregnancy affected your mood, Georgie? Sending all my love, Em.
That's a good question, Georgie, because I'm actually pretty good at controlling my temper. These days, when I was a kid, I might have had like a bit more of a temper problem. I just remember one occasion where I realized, oh, I think I have a bit of a problem with my temper. I need to rein it in a little bit. I went to the hair salon, and of course, back then, like no one in England knew what to do with my hair, right? They just didn't know what to do with my hair. So I went in as a girl, I came out looking more like a boy. And I like it just they chopped it. It was like all curly and tight. I don't know what they did. It just was a disaster. It was horrible. And I was really, really angry. And I remember like going into my bedroom and there was a glass in there and I took it and I just like threw it at the floor, which had carpet on it. But I guess I threw it hard and it ended up breaking, right, and shattered, and there was glass all over my room, and then it's like, oh no, and then the anger goes, right, and it's like, oh no, I've got to clean this up. I realized, oh, I need to rein that in. That's not a good thing. I know I did it in the privacy of my own bedroom. I didn't think I was going to break the glass, but that's not a good thing. Like, it's good to be able to have control over your emotions, because emotions really come from thoughts, and we can control our thoughts, right? We can control our thoughts and emotions, negative emotions and positive emotions can lead to actions. So if you're furious, you're angry, you might say something you might not be able to take back or send an email. And then afterwards you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or you throw a glass and then you got to pick up all the shards.
And you
got to like
pick
me.
It up. And who's the silly one there?
Exactly.
I can get you know, it's somebody else that stressed you out and you weren't able to say anything at the time because you're holding it in being so polite. So I can get the rising pressure of that frustration. I think a few times I've been quite a temper. I'd always say it was with ex-boyfriends. I always think they were stupid and I'd be like, you're stupid. So that would really raise my temper. I'm never like that with friends. Like, I am very chill. I'm very laid back. I am such a non-aggressive person. If anything, if I get a bit angry, I would rather lie down and go to sleep and then hope it passes. But I will say, in pregnancy, the hormones, oh my goodness.
Tell me about the raging hormones.
They have got a lot to answer for. Like, it's unreal. at times what hormones can do to you.
Really? Describe what's going on. What, like, how does it make you feel?
Like, just thoughts in your head. Like you said, I think you're like, oh my God, everyone's annoying me. Like, irritations from things that you could so get over in the past, or you can think about just being, oh, it's okay, that's somebody else. It's not. But other people can irritate you so much. And I think then it just makes you go, oh, when really you're just tired. Or, well, I mean, I just don't understand these hormones. I just don't get it. So there was a period in the beginning of the pregnancy where I was literally just not me. And it was stressful, even for myself, because even your own head, you're like, I'm not this person. Why would I think these things? Like, I'm not. I love people. And you have to have a word with yourself about it and not sort of kick off or not go. Yeah. And you want to bite. You literally want to kick people's heads off their neck. It's the best way I can describe it.
You're imagining it, when you have that kick. Fantasy.
And also, so like, obviously now you can control it, but I if I was Mona, if you cannot control things, sometimes I do think maybe you should somehow go to your doctor for your, like, hormone testing. Like, I don't know if that's a thing, but
it could be a thing.
Yeah, because for me to witness PMS, the hormone level, the hormone level change. If pregnancy again for me happens where I don't get hormonal in any way, then that would be a dream. But obviously, you know, you think you just have to take.
Unlikely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe you do have to run into the woods and scream. Maybe that would be good for you.
Maybe. I there's no harm in that, really, is there? But I think that we
poor squirrels.
We can relate. The poor squirrels. So yeah, you're right. Animal abuse. But we can relate to the hormone thing. A lot of us, because of the PMS thing, right? So that's very real. I think the first step that you want is probably, Mona, to figure out what triggers you, right? Because you said you think about it after the fact and you're like, oh, why'd that trigger me in the first place? Well, figure out what does trigger you. Maybe write that down, write a list of the things that maybe there's certain people that it's best for you not to spend so much time with.
Limit your time there.
I mean, there are people that can just rub you the wrong way and you realize at a certain point, okay, I'm not my best self. I find it very difficult to be my best self when I'm around this person. What's the issue here? Is it me? Is it them? Maybe I should keep some distance. And then, you know, they say the whole sort of counting down, counting to 10. I think that can work, right? If you remember to do it, but sometimes you just need to take a time out. Let's say you're having a discussion that you can see is about to get heated. You're feeling emotional. They're feeling emotional. Walk away from the situation. I think taking a time out, taking a bit of a break. Sometimes you'd be surprised. Like when I get like that, sometimes I'd get in the shower. Like just being in the shower helps to keep me calm. Exactly. That running water.
Do you know what I would suggest as well, Sharon? Sometimes if there's a situation where it's so like, you know, someone's getting angry or something, I'll take myself out of my own body literally and look at the situation and laugh. Because sometimes...
Oh, that's going to get them riled up even more.
I mean, or like even yourself, sometimes you look at the situation, you go, it's really not this bad. Like, it's not this stressful. Look at us. And if I've sort of had an argument or whatever, or if we're arguing and you literally go like, I forgot why we're arguing. And you, sometimes if you can find the humor in things, that can always almost save the situation.
You're right.
You've got to realize that nothing is as bad. I mean, sometimes, you know, things are very stressful and whatever, but as long as you've got some humor there, then that's sort of humanity, isn't it? That's when we all go, do you know what? We're only human. We all just need a minute. Just have a little giggle at whatever we're doing. And I think sometimes that can save a lot of things.
It can. It's funny you say that because an ex-boyfriend, the two of us did used to sometimes have heated debates about things. Mm. And then the next minute we're looking at each other and then we just burst out laughing.
Yeah.
And we just burst out laughing because we realized like this is ridiculous. Or sometimes I'm like, no, I want to stay mad. Like, stop making me laugh. Stop making me laugh. Yeah. You know, but that's usually, to be honest, how it would end. We'd just end up laughing at each other. and
that is the key.
Laughter is the key to everything. But I think if this is really becoming a problem, there are therapists that you can speak to as well that can help you through this. I think the first step forward is knowing that there's an issue, and you know that there is an issue. And you also know sometimes we become irrational because of our emotions, right? So you just want to make sure you don't make any decisions. Don't make any decisions when you're mad. Don't make any decisions when you're upset. Don't speak to people. Don't email them. You know, just step away, relax. Because you know you're going to think back and you're going to be like, okay, this really wasn't as bad. It's hard to see at the time. But you know, ultimately, that's what's going to happen. So just always hold back. And yeah, think about going to see someone if you need to. But it sounds like you need a little self-care as well. A little self-care, a little relaxation, maybe a little vacation as well to sort of, you know, restore your usual self.
Yeah. And suss out your hormones, maybe.
Yeah, that too.
Maybe do a pregnancy test.
Congratulations. All right. Well, let's move on to the taboo of the week. Okay. Asking a woman's age, is this still taboo?
Oh, Sharon, how do you feel? I still don't know your age because I would never ask. But how do you like?
I don't think it's, well, it depends. I mean, who are you? Who are you to that woman? How are you asking? Why are you asking? I don't think it's necessarily taboo to ask a woman's age. But you know what I don't like? I don't like the people who harp on about it. They'll bang on about it, even when you say, oh, I'm not telling you, you know, and like sometimes, and then they'll just keep on going, and then they might know you for a couple of years and they're still going on and still trying to, you know, find out. And I mean, for me, it's not that hard to find out my age. People can Google it, to be honest, but I don't go around talking about it. But hey,
do you know what's funny, Sharon? I don't know the age of some of my friends. There's one particular woman is one of my best friends. I don't want to know her age. She says she's had a big number, and I'm like, I don't want to know because I'm probably the same age as your daughter, but I hang around with you and you're my best friend. Like, we're on a level.
Really?
And I'm like, yeah. But I just love her to bits. I get on with her. We laugh about everything. We are the same. Like, but I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Why? Because the whole thing is, why do we need to, right? Why do you even need to? Why is age such a fascination for people? But like, I've literally had people that have for a couple of years asked me on a consistent basis, like really done digging, gone to other people to try to find out how old I am. And then it's like, now that's rude. That's rude. Like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Why are you so obsessed? But then why don't we say it? You know, there's quite a lot of young people at work. Like, they're all early 20s and they think I'm mid-20s, late-20s. I mean, that's very nice of them. Or like, they'll just meet me and they'll be like, oh, you were like early 20s. Well, but then I'm like, well, I'm 35 this year. And they go, oh. And I'm like, oh. And then it's weird that an age does change a lot. Like, when I sort of hear younger people's age, I'm a bit like, oh, you're so very young.
Yeah.
And I get a bit like,
You judge.
Probably a bit patronizing, probably a bit like, oh, you've got a long way to go. Because then
listen,
I think
to me, I'm the wise one. I know.
I think back to like when I was 23, 26, 20, all those ages, and I was like, God, I didn't know anything, but I thought I did. And I thought like a lot of different things. And now I think completely different. So it is different when you know people's ages. Because it does judge a bit, doesn't it? So I think I'd rather people don't know.
It does. But please, you know, I don't like it when people ask me to guess their age. There was a gentleman.
No, I hate that.
Yeah, I don't like it because I'm not good at that. And there was a gentleman who asked me, I was working with him on some stuff, and he asked me to guess his age. And I'm like, okay.
No.
I said 45, 46. The guy was actually, no, I didn't say it. I was going to say it. I think I said 36.
No, but you
guess
thought
how
in your
old
head.
He was. Guess how old he was.
I don't
26.
Know. 36. Oh, no. Oh, that's not good. Why
so I
that?
Was trying to be kind with the 36.
But in the end, you thought 46. And he was 26. 46.
He was 26.
But why is he even doing that? Why would he do that to himself? That's just silly.
Yeah. So don't ask me because no. you might get your feelings hurt. I'm gonna add on 20 years.
Guess my age. Okay. Oh no, I don't want to.
I'm gonna add on 20 years.
Surely so young people
that game.
Yeah, you're gonna add. Surely young people only do that as well. Like guess my age. So that's probably a young thing.
Yeah, but then they also get highly offended if you think they're 10 to 20 years older trippy. Than they actually yeah. are.
Yeah.
So young people have no problem telling their age, right? When you're 17, you're running around saying you're 17.
I'm 17.
And, or no, you're probably running around saying you're 18 so you can drink, right?
That's it. Or at least 20.
Yeah, we want to get older. When you're young, it's like you can't wait to get older. Oh, I want to be older. I want to be older. And then as soon as you hit, I don't know what the age is, what, like 28, 27?
Yeah. I peaked at 25, I think. I think yeah. I put myself in a there. Freezer. Yeah. I'd have froze myself until whatever age.
I feel like it was when I was around 27. I'm like, okay, maybe I won't talk about my age as much.
We don't have
especially
birthdays
as we
anymore.
Live in an ageist society. Yeah, no more birthdays.
Yeah.
Well, no, I still like the presents, but I just, you know, don't have the candles. But yeah, we do live in an ageist society. And unfortunately, it's women who are often the sort of victim of that. But I will say there are a lot of men who are not saying their age these days either. There are a lot of men who are not talking about their ages. And I'm finding that more and more in this, maybe because we're sort of in the entertainment industry and this,
yeah.
you know, when it comes to acting in your world, right? And when it comes to, you know, my world as well with what I do and even just music at Hollywood, sports, all of that kind of sports, you generally know. Music, they often lie, right? Because if you're coming out as a new singer and you're 26, that's old, right?
That's old.
To the industry. That's
because well, you've got teenagers.
Old.
You've got yeah. teenage band.
You're
things,
supposed to be like
you?
18, you know.
Yeah.
19. And also because they want the sort of young teeny bopper fans. So they consider that it's marketing, isn't it?
So there's 26-year-olds pretending they're 18.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Playing a guitar.
I don't have hard evidence of, I mean, I remember there was one, there was, I'm not going to say who it is, but there was a young woman who was going around saying she was 16. And she had to, I mean, she looked like she was 30. She actually looked older than 30.
60? What?
She looked like she was 30. She had a bit of a teeny bopper kind of a song.
Is she like
there's no way she could.
Like to your face,
there's
she'd be like.
No, yeah.
To
she
your
was
face.
Not, there's no way. There's just no way she could have been 16.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The ultimate podcast for Married at First Sight fans is here. This is Recapped at First Sight.
The new podcast keeping you up to date on all the love, fallouts, drama and secrets as the Married at First Sight UK bride and grooms try to make happy couples.
And we're your happy couple right here, in a professional sense, of course. Join me, Kat Shube.
And me, former MAFS UK groom Bob Voisey, every morning after you've watched the latest episode on TV.
Plus, we'll have some special guests along the way enjoying our very own wedding breakfast.
You booked the caterers, right?
About that. Recapped at First Sight. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when I first started Hollyoaks, I was 20 and I was playing a 15-year-old.
Oh, really?
That was confusing for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As in,
look 15?
Yeah, I had like a little chubby face.
Okay.
Like, obviously, like, yeah, actually the school uniform on the show. Yeah. So I think it worked. I blagged it very well.
Okay.
But then obviously in the real world, people thought I was actually 15 and I was like, no, I'm not. I am 20. So then I wanted to be older than what everyone perceived. So that was a bit weird.
Yeah, and I guess that was your early days of acting as well. So they didn't know you well enough to know your age already. So it didn't throw them off, because sometimes, like, when you get to that point, like now, people all know your age.
So a 15-year-old.
An 18-year-old, then they'd might be like, hold on a minute.
Hell no.
Yeah.
She's 40.
Yeah. Playing a 15-year-old. No. I get it. I think that's why sometimes it's just better to kind of, you know, feel the quiet. But it depends. I mean, you know, embrace your age as well. Like, be proud of your age too. And if you do make it to a grand old age, you know, like, why not celebrate that? But we do live in this society where people do get discriminated against because of their age and judged and all of that kind of stuff. So
maybe we're 80. We'll admit it. Yeah.
Exactly.
There's a little.
When we're 80, we'll take a photo with all 80 candles on the massive cake.
We'll do it then.
And finally divulge the truth. All right. So you have another listener letter, don't you?
This is from Alex. Hi, girls. Just a funny story from me. My mum and dad have been divorced for 15 years. My dad just moved 300 miles away to Wales last year into a new home to retire and enjoy himself. And has settled in wonderfully, but strangely enough, my mum has just done exactly the same and has only moved 8 miles away from him. Could this be a start of a rekindling relationship?
Alex, your mum said she lives 8 miles away from him. She moved into the same house. Breaking the news there.
They moved away from you.
That's the thing. That's the common denominator. Yes, they are. They're trying to get away from you, Alex. No, just we're just kidding. I think that's really sweet. I think oftentimes when parents get divorced, our parents get divorced, right? Where you kind of hold out hope. Oh, will they get back together again? But you know what's better than the parents getting back together again? Parents just being good friends.
Yeah. Right? The parents and being them happy
being
selves.
Good friends. Yeah. And being their happy selves. Because, you know, if you got divorced, there was probably a good reason why you got divorced. I'm assuming there was a lot of thought that went into it. Some people do get back together and have rekindled. I mean, they're talking about Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk possibly getting back together.
Oh, really?
Again. By the way, they've been vacationing together.
And, have they? Or did she get with Kanye?
There was something going on with Kanye.
Yeah.
And that didn't last for that long. And yes, Bradley now Cooper. She and Bradley have been spending time together and they have a child together. Will
Time's
they
a
get
healer.
Back to together? Yeah.
Time's
you
a healer.
Know, I mean, it can work. Yeah.
Yeah. Time's a healer. But also when your mum chases your dad, that could be quite cool too. Like, you know, she's literally got no shame. She's like, I'm coming.
Take me with you.
I've arrived. Hello.
Yeah. 8 miles away. Or, I mean, potentially she could have just seen pictures that you posted on Instagram and it looks really beautiful out there. And she's like, oh, I want to see that.
I like that.
Coastline,
I would be there
as well, of Wales. And, but the question is, Alex, how do you feel about both parents being so far away from you now?
Yeah. Oh, wait, they've been divorced for 15 years. So 15 years they've been separated and now they're sort of moving back.
Got it. Well, it sounds like they probably have a very good relationship. If they're going to be that close together. But then again, you can live 8 miles away from someone and never see them.
Still not see them, yeah.
Yeah, there was somebody when I lived in Brooklyn, I'm glad I didn't see him, to be honest, but an old boss who was like one of the reasons a lot of people left a company that I worked for. He was not the coolest boss at all. But anyway, he lived across the street from me when I lived in New York, and I never saw him. I saw him in 10 years, I probably saw him twice.
You were avoiding
each
other.
And that was right across the street, like literally right across the street. So if you're 8 miles away from someone, you can certainly live there and not see them at all.
True. And obviously sometimes, like we just said, time can be a healer. You can realize, you can go back after. I mean, I believe in this. I'm a big believer of this. I wouldn't have believed it, but now I am a believer. And I think, you know, you've realized what you've missed, what you've got, what you want. And then they go, oh, this is it. This is Wales. We're retired. We've got the kids. We can just be ourselves now. It's probably what they needed.
And also, I mean, I love to see parents, you know, these parents who have raised us and given us everything, and they got to take time for themselves and do them, right, at a certain point. And so when my parents, they'd been over here and they were living in Arizona, which now that I'm in LA, it would have been perfect, right?
Yeah.
They decided to move to France, and it had always been a dream of my mom's to go live in France. And so part of me was disappointed, obviously, because they're going to be further away. They're in another country now. But part of me is like, yeah, this is your time. Like, you guys do what you want to
they
do.
They grew you up. They've kicked you out. They want their time back. There was a time before you existed.
They should have kicked me out.
Yeah. There's a time they loved each other before you all happened. And that's the thing as well, isn't it? They go back and go, oh, we've missed each other.
Yeah,
cute.
And there
that
are
is
some.
Cute.
It is, and you know, Alex, you seem really happy that they seem to be really happy. But there are some kids out there who are like, "No, you need to be near me. Why are you moving away? That's going to make my life inconvenient." But no, you know, this is their time. You know, retirement is their time to, you know, just get out there and enjoy themselves and live their best lives. You know,
oh, what a cute little thing to end on. That is just. Wonderful.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you.
The only thing, additional thing I was going to say, you know, a lot of when parents get divorced, oftentimes the dad moves on, right? And the dad gets remarried or has a girlfriend, and the mom doesn't necessarily. And what's interesting is I've talked to some of my, usually the my male friends, because my female friends want their mom to move on and find somebody good. But some of my male friends, it's funny how they act. They're like, no, you know, my mom doesn't need another man in her life.
Protective.
And I'm like, wait. Yeah, they're like super protective over their mom, and like any man that might,
they have to vet
their mom.
Yeah.
But you know, I think it's nice for a parent to move on and you know, find love again, whatever the age.
Yeah, look for
it. Or just get back together with your dad.
Or just go back there. It could be easy. Yeah, I think they know what they're doing.
Exactly. But yeah, fill us in, Alex. Fill us in on the juicy details.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Okay. That's in the show. There. Okay.
Molly came with the
with a helicopter spin. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening or not to Extra Lippy with me and Georgie. Subscribe or follow, rate and review. We want to hear from you, Loose Lips at createproductions.com. We're also on Instagram at the Loose Lips Podcast.
Also, our own Instagrams at the Missy Porter and at Sherry Carpenter. We're also on WhatsApp, send your messages and your voice notes to 075-999-27537, starting with the word lips, and we will see you then.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.